What's that sound? Is that Santa?
No.
It's me, Anthony. Hi everyone, happy holidays from me, Anthony. Today we're gonna learn one of my family's favorite holiday recipes. It's super simple, fun, and really easy. Like May. It's so cold in here. Can you tell how chilly I am? We're gonna warm things up as I teach you one of my family's favorite recipes. My grandmother has this amazing recipe for Christmas trees with peppermint. Yum! Peppermint. Yum! I'm ready to get my hands dirty. Let's go. Preparing things with my hands is one of my favorite things. Using my hands in general is so fun. Can you guess what our first ingredient is? It's Ready Whip, silly! Get your mind out of the gutter! Yum! So fun, so simple, and so sexy. Yum! Oh, we got a tree that's fallen over. Get back up, tree! Get back up, you're falling! Don't fall. Sometimes that happens. I like to go with the flow. I'm easygoing and fun and flirty and... As you can see, my piping is very detailed. I've been piping for a long time. When I was studying piping at the piping school for piping, I learned a lot about how you should pipe. And when I pipe, I really know how to pipe, and I lay pipe as well. I can't remember where I put my candy cane. There it is. I always hide them there. Now we're gonna add some candy cane to this by crushing up the candy cane and sprinkling it delicately on top. It's important to be delicate with your food because then I like to use a Ready Whip can to roll out the decorating. So you take the crushed candy canes and you just drizzle them on gently. Look at that texture. The way it's falling into the snow is so delicate and beautiful. There you go. But wait, there's one more secret ingredient. Can you guess what it is? It's pepper! A little bit of heat at the back of your mouth that sort of overwhelms you, but then the sweetness takes it down. And when the sweetness takes it down, you feel it digest inside and that warmth carries out into your skin, which you take out into the world with you. Because it's important that when we're cooking, we think about who we- Pepper! Look at that. Look at that. Just a little. Let's have a try. What's really nice about this dish is that once it starts to melt and the fork doesn't really do its job anymore, you can take things into your own hands or your mouths. I love using my mouth. Happy holidays, everyone. You can get this recipe on page 3 of my cookbook, right behind my popcorn recipe. Stay tuned for more recipes with me, Anthony, and have a wonderful, beautiful, and sexy holiday. Bye.